Until I became involved with the link way back in 1982, when the night came here, I think for the second time. And initially, I had not bought the idea of joining the link, because I've always been a bit suspect about, you know, what she was preaching. Is equality, even within the same country, I know, you know, people are not equal. So, but eventually when I went to Reading in 1983, she heard about us, she came over, and there we were, about four Sierra Leoneans staying together. Then she invited us to one of their meetings. There they explained, you know, the concept of the link, and I think at that time we are mulled, you know, over. So that was it. I came back in 84, October. I said I became more and more involved in the link and trying to propagate the ideas of the link. I think in 86 I became the link chairman. Then by then we were having problems with exercise books. So I think I wrote a small project, I cannot lay hands on that now, asking if they could be kind enough to provide us, you know, with exercise books. And of course, plain papers which we could at least, you know, make exercise books from. They did that. Then around, I think it was October that year, when there was this One World Week celebrations, we went ahead to have, you know, a whole series of activities, including seminars, workshops, and so on. But then we are using the library for most of the time. I think the coordination of that was a much pass of school children along the main streets of Bo. But then we didn't have marching bands, so, but then the children were really interested. And I think from that point, the link started expanding. Also, when we had these exercise books, you know, we were selling it very cheap. A lot of people, you know, we are attracted to the link because perhaps of that motivating aspect of the link. So over the years, we have been struggling to at least make do with whatever we have, trying to really answer a few fundamental questions. Why are we linking? I think that question has still not been answered. Is it on equal partnership basis? Well, I have attended a few conferences on the link. One was, I think, in Marlboro. So, this is where we met a family that I think they had not come across Africans. They were from West Africa. So there was this tall guy called Bojang, very tall, from the Gambia, very dark in complexion. Then there I was, you know. So the impression that lady had, I've forgotten her name, was that in fact, anytime, you know, she talks about the Gambia, Australia, you know, because you have, you know, fair complexion people there. I said, no. Then the other impression I had, which was a bit negative, on a Sunday in Marlboro, we attended church service. If my memory serves me right, I was the only black. There was this white priest, you know, who had come, I think from Nigeria, to solicit funding for some projects. said a lot of ugly things, which perhaps people could buy. How the people were hopelessly bad. But I knew there were few schools like, you know, CKC in Eastern Nigeria, they had hospitals there and so on and so forth. So I think Jim was embarrassed. So after service, I went and greeted him, and visibly he was a bit embarrassed. I said, I'm from Sierra Leone. But then that was a very nice picture you were presenting about, you know, the African. So it had been going on like that. Then I think there was a time when I had to give the talk, you know, in the town hall. From there, we went to Wakefield, etc. Then the war came. But before the war came, Jane took me to Oxfam headquarters in Oxford. I knew things were bad in this country. I said, well, there was need for Oxfam to be Israeli. But I think nobody took me serious. This was in 1990, then just 91, the war came here. Then later on, I saw Oxfam and a whole range of other NGOs and so on. I think one good thing the link has really done for me, it has brought me very close to very warm people. Among the warm people, of course, the Jane Knight and her family, Ken Hall, and so on. Then I think we have always treated each other, you know, as equals. Because sometimes I could be very stubborn. Yeah. Then I think one other impression I really have, which to me might be unique to Leamington and Warwick, is that any time they have a function, they will go all out to invite all Israeli Indians around. Those who have never been to the country for the past 20 or so years, all of them have their solutions. But they don't come to really see what is on the ground. So I think that is one good thing that the link has really done. And I'm sure the Warwick-Leamington link is in the lead as far as my assessment is concerned in the UK, because a whole lot of other people are coming to perhaps copy their success. But funnily enough, I don't know if Jane Knight and others don't think if they have ever succeeded. I think the other thing I learned to be when I was in England was that, you see, out here you have the women doing all the domestic work and so on and so forth. For instance, if you have eaten, you have drank tea, you find the women, you know, getting all the, you know, cups and plates, you know, to wash. But then I did that for a couple of times. And it was enjoyable. I think there are some pictures, you know, to that effect. And but then, okay, by and large, I think we have succeeded. Because the monument we have here, you know, this edifice, at least in its serving as a rallying point, you know, for all the linkers. For now, we have about 200 registered linkers. But how committed are all these people is yet to be seen. Then the few problems we have, I don't know if you could experience that one. We find it very difficult to have people pay their dues. sometimes I'm almost embarrassed to the point that I am 80% or more of the funding is coming from Leamington Spa and Warwick for this building. But the gratifying aspect of Leamington is that anytime people come here, they are so moved by at least whatever little effort we have done. The fact that we have been able to put up this building without really squandering the money has at least given us that impression that at least now there are a few honest people around. And I think the pillar under me, somebody who is very new to the link, well, new in the sense, has spent about 4 or 5 years actively involved, because when he was in college, you know, I registered him. His mother for me. He presents a very good picture about, you know, our accounts. Make sure that at least, you know, every time we have a meeting, you know, people see the account balances. So to the extent, you know, they have really come to respect the executive. That's why it is rewarding. But then, like I have always told Jane, I think I'm getting a bit tired. I want to just sit at the back and see, you know, the link growing, be in an advisory position. But then the people here are saying, no, Chairman, you won't leave us until this building is completed. So I'm very happy that, you know, the field is coming to our aid. Perhaps before the end of the year, I will say, please, please let me go now. I think those are the few things really I want to reminisce on.